This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, June 12. Encourage each other daily. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 3. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger. They shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. As has just been said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter His rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. We all need to pay attention when we see warning signs, but sometimes we get used to seeing warnings, and we begin to ignore them. When that happens, real danger can creep in and do lots of damage. In the book of Hebrews, we've come to a passage that serves as a warning sign, and we do well to pay attention to what the author is saying here. The writer is pointing to the history of God's people and showing how it did not play out so well. People were quick to harden their hearts and turn away from God. So we need to learn from the mistakes of others. Don't harden your hearts to the Lord. Keep focused on Jesus. One important lesson we find here is that living in community together, we need to encourage each other in our walk with God. We can't keep free from sin and temptation on our own. We need the Lord, and we need each other. We need to encourage each other to keep on following the Lord. When the people of God ignored warning signs in the past, they ran into real danger. Let's not get so used to warning signs that we begin to ignore them. Let's continue to encourage each other to fix our thoughts on Jesus. Pray with me. Lord God, help us to pay attention to warning signs. Keep our focus on Jesus and encourage each other to hear Your voice. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.